Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 7th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Management and consequences of genotype positive familial hypercholesterolemia. Familial hypercholesterolemia is established as a common genetic condition that causes hypercholesterolemia and significantly increases the risk for premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Current understanding of the precise prevalence, optimal management strategies, and long-term consequences of genetically confirmed familial hypercholesterolemia across the United States remains limited. This existing knowledge gap underscores the urgent requirement for comprehensive data to accurately characterize this condition. Such characterization is crucial for defining the true burden of disease and developing evidence-based lipid-lowering management strategies. Article number 2. Spectrum of primary aldosteronism and risk of cardiovascular outcomes. The atherosclerosis risk in communities study. Mounting evidence demonstrates that renin-independent aldosteronism is a common condition that is frequently underrecognized in clinical practice. The full spectrum of aldosteronism, specifically its association with incident cardiovascular disease events, has not been comprehensively evaluated in community-dwelling older adults. A more thorough understanding of how aldosterone measures correlate with cardiovascular outcomes is essential. This information would improve risk stratification and guide preventative strategies for an underdiagnosed patient population. Article number 3. AI task shifting for echocardiographic LVEF assessment in Singapore, an economic evaluation. Accurate assessment of left ventricular ejection fraction is crucial for heart failure diagnosis, typically requiring skilled sonographers. Artificial intelligence-enabled point-of-care devices are capable of enabling novice operators to accurately assess left ventricular ejection fraction, which leads to reduced healthcare costs. An economic evaluation conducted a cost minimization analysis, directly comparing conventional sonographer-performed echocardiography to novice-operated artificial intelligence-enabled point-of-care devices. This analysis confirmed the economic benefits of task shifting using artificial intelligence-enabled platforms for diagnosing left ventricular ejection fraction below 50%, offering a cost-effective solution. Article number 4. Characterizing the heterogeneity of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, moving beyond subgroups and distinguishing disease from risk. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction is recognized as a heterogeneous syndrome, often hypothesized to consist of discrete subtypes. Advanced data science techniques, applied to deeply phenotyped multimodal cohorts of 902 prospectively recruited patients, effectively characterized this intrinsic heterogeneity. The rigorous profiling included detailed clinical, imaging, and genetic assessments for each patient. These methods provided a comprehensive understanding of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, enabling a clearer distinction between actual disease and risk factors. Article number 5. Head down position before endovascular treatment for large vessel occlusion, clinical trial design. The head-down position demonstrates existing potential benefits in the management of acute ischemic stroke. Specifically, a negative 20-degree head-down position has been shown to appear safe, feasible, and potentially beneficial in patients with large artery atherosclerosis who are not undergoing reperfusion therapy. However, the precise value of this negative 20-degree head-down position before endovascular treatment for acute large vessel occlusion stroke currently remains unknown. Further rigorous investigation is essential to establish its definitive efficacy and safety in this specific pre-treatment context. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.